It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Mac Thornberry. Mr. Thornberry represents Texas, member of the House of Representatives, and a native of the Clarendon area. Great to see you.
Thanks, Tony. Always good to see you.
Now, officially, how far from Ashtola?
It depends on if you count as a crow flies or as you have to drive it on the dirt roads. But we're 7 miles southwest of Clarendon and probably about that from Ashtola.
Let's talk about a few things that have been happening here in D.C. That affect back home. One of those issues has been a farm bill. A farm bill is on hold right now on the House side as the Senate works on their version. What is important to note, though, the House bill has a couple of areas that you really believe pretty strongly about. One, rural broadband.
Well, that's right. And of course, the primary focus of a farm bill is to have that safety net that our producers are so dependent upon. But it also has some rural development aspects to it, too. And increasingly, as everybody knows, producers are dependent upon internet access to run their businesses. And yet, in many parts of rural America, you don't have that sort of fast broadband that you need. So there has been some money that the federal government has put into this over the years that hadn't been all that effective. One of the things that we figured out is the federal government has been restricted from actually getting broadband to the rural areas. And so we're trying to loosen some of those restrictions so that if the federal government's going to spend money on this, that it really helps folks in rural areas.
One of the other areas that you worked on was an amendment dealing with the grading of beef.
Yeah, it turns out that the graders are not trained to the same standard. It's kind of more of an ad hoc sort of training program. So we just require that USDA set up a training program where everybody is trained on what prime, what choice really means, so that there can be more uniformity. And I think that'll be good for producers. It'll be good for consumers as well.
And would you mind if I asked you about what appears to be a hot topic in your office right now by the media calling, and it's just relations with other countries?
Well, it is a hot topic on various levels. I recently was in East Asia, where we talk primarily about what China is doing, some about North Korea, but trade also comes up. And if there's anything that's important to agriculture these days, it is being able to sell our products overseas. And as you know, the president and others have some different ideas about that. We're still watching to see how the NAFTA negotiations go, as well as some of these other trading relationships. But I'm hopeful that despite the ups and downs of negotiating tactics, at the end of the day, U.S. ag producers will be able to have more markets than ever, and we can compete with anybody if we just can get our foot in the door.
It's always great to see you. Thanks for your work, and best of luck.
Good to see you too, sir.
Again, it's the Honorable Mac Thornberry from Washington, D.C. This is the Agribusiness Report.